The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
All you people out there who are like, these idiots don't know anything. First of all, you're right. And second of all,
Pat. I didn't think that the Vikings would get a W last week, being 6-1, which was also Josh Allen's coin flip record from the year 2021.
And Rando.
We have this trust built on, you know, whatever it is, like Bibles and gold bricks and whatever Brandon Bean's drinking over there.
On Buffalo Rumbles.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with my buddies, Pat and Brando. As always, you can find us on Twitter at Not Buff Podcast, because we are not buff. Part of the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. And that not buff joke is Pat, so got to give all due credit.
Until we get buff.
Yeah, until we get buff, which could always happen someday. You know, the Bills could win the Super Bowl someday. We could get in shape. All these things are possible, but at least not for another year. But how are you guys doing tonight?
Well, as we started talking about our airfare refunds and our ticket refunds, I have become more morbid and more negative. But it was all right coming in, you know. Championship weekend without the Bills is sad.
Well, any Bengals fans that got tickets to the Super Bowl will probably be working on their refunds as well.
Oh,
so.
Sorry. That's just the stupidest thing. First of all, sorry, Pat, I want to know how you're doing, but I want to tell the world that what Joe Burrow said,
let him hear it, dog,
about getting refunds for your tickets. Like every team ever has done this forever. Never.
He's from Southern Ohio. Ugh. That's the only type of worst. That's the only type of person that's worse than a Florida person is a Southern Ohio person. So like, he can't help it.
So is South Ohio man the next Florida man? Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I feel like Southern Ohio resident drives.
Northern Kentucky, Southern Ohio.
There are a couple thousand headlines behind, but maybe that's a population density issue.
Yes.
What do you think like the per capita? If accounting for population density, would you have more Southern Ohio man headlines? These are the questions that need to be answered on a Buffalo sports podcast when it's the off season. So yeah, I got nothing.
I hope that the Niners fans do get their refunds, because Pat, I don't know how much of this game that you watched.
Oh, I watched all of it, unfortunately. And
did you see his news today?
Nudes?
No. I hope you didn't see Brock Purdy's nudes, but I hope you did see the news how he tore his ACL.
His UCL and his elbow.
Yep. And I wanted to hear what you thought, because they put him back into the game after Josh Johnson. They put him back into the game.
Former Buffalo Bill, yes. Josh Johnson.
They put Brock Purdy back into the game after Josh Johnson goes out. And we saw him throw that one screen pass. That was it. And there was no other threat to pass the ball. Maybe McCaffrey pretended to throw it one time. But first of all, bad coaching, ? Do you put another guy in? Do you run Wildcat? Number two, he threw the screen pass with a torn UCL in his elbow. That was probably incredibly painful. And did you think about that in any way? Like, that's all my first thought.
I mean, my first thought is, he's a young player, so he's got the entire offseason and the rest of his career to get better. That being said, I mean, I think Josh Allen wasn't the same player after he tore his UCL or whatever it was. He sprained it. Yeah. Like, he was not the same player post that. And as I love Josh Allen, he's probably my favorite football player of all time. But like, it's the truth. And Josh Allen was, whatever, had enough pride that it got in the way, and he threw a whatever 70-yard dart in the middle of the air after he tore his UCL. So it's
Josh didn't tear his UCL, so
sprained it.
Being torn is different. I think the pain that comes with having a torn UCL is.
I mean, it's not like Brock Purdy threw the ball really afterwards.
I know, he threw any one of that, like any of that shoulder, like any of that would just like burn so bad. I don't know. And that's when you think about anybody else who's had that injury. And it's surprising to me that quarterbacks don't get that more.
Well, and it's just, I don't know. It's difficult just looking at like Baker Mayfield and like, I don't know, not to use a case of personal fable here, but I was in a similar situation where I, you know, torn my labrum and my shoulder would come in and out of socket. And I was like, I'm in 12th grade and there's nothing more I want in the world than to show Section 5 Class D football how tough I am. And now I can't go rock climbing and I can't do certain yoga stretches in the gym and stuff. And it's like, in reality, it's probably not the best move to go out there when you're hurting.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know any of the science behind, because certain injuries, you know, remember when Josh had his UCL sprain, he was able to play because the doctor said that there was no risk of making it worse, really. You know, it wasn't like they said, Josh, you shouldn't be playing. It's not like T.O. on a broken leg in the Super Bowl, basically, where he's just, you know, gutting it out. So I don't know. I don't claim to know the science behind any of that. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV or a podcast, but yeah, I mean, certainly that game would have been a lot better if Brock Purdy had stayed healthy at the same time. Saw a funny tweet today that like, this is evidence that you should, you know, really invest in your fourth string QB. Look what it did to the 49ers. And I can't think about having worse luck than that and still making it to the NFC championship game. I mean,
if you're head coach, when that happens, what do you do? You could have put Christian McCaffrey at quarterback. I would have put
Christian McCaffrey at quarterback and started running Wildcat.
Or make him let him throw, right? Let me see.
He had a touchdown pass on the season, I believe.
Yeah, just like one rolling right thing where you look like it's a toss and then just pull it to the guy who's halfway downfield. I don't know. They had nothing to lose at that point. They were already down 3 touchdowns. I don't know why they were running the ball, you know, with Brock Purdy at that point, because it's just like,
if you're running
Wildcat,
at least you have an extra block or two.
Exactly. But anyway, that game aside, the Cincinnati and Kansas City game was a lot more entertaining, kind of hard to watch when you hate both teams. But how was your guys' allegiance during that game? Were you just picking with your game picks?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Well, there was only one of us to pick the winner of that game. I don't know.
Pat Caprio, picker of picks.
Picker of picks, picker of noses. But I don't know, man. I mean, it's just, either way, I was telling Mike, it's like watching a couple of guys you hate make out with your girlfriend, really. Like, you don't want to watch it. Like, it's pretty painful and you feel pretty yucky watching the game. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. And per Bengals bad luck, because I mean, the Bengals were the victims of a terrible PI in the end zone last Super Bowl. And similarly, you know, that does make me feel a little bit better, because welcome to the club, Cincinnati, you know. Whatever. Dwight Clark wasn't enough. You know, you got to have some more. So it's whatever.
Yeah. And I know for me watching that game, you know, playing armchair GM, I'm having all these moments where it's like, you know, you're looking at, look at Chris Jones blowing up this game.
Oh, Chris Jones, Frank Clark.
Yeah. They had their way with the Bengals offensive line, which is what we wanted to see our defensive line do. And, you know, in retrospect, we're looking at guys like AJ Epinesa, Boogie Basham, who haven't quite produced, and even Ed Oliver, who started off the season strong, but hasn't really done anything crazy since Von Miller was on that line too. And maybe our line does look different with Von Miller in there, but you know, you start thinking about that stuff. You look at the Bengals and their receivers and how they couldn't slow anyone down worth a damn, but they were putting two running backs in the backfield to protect because the receivers can still get open no matter what. They don't have to flood the pattern with 5 guys like the Bills do all the time. And so watching that stuff can get kind of frustrating, because you're seeing these teams adjust to the other one, where our team was pretty stagnant with that. But I don't know. I don't want to overreact to one game, because, you know, if you start overreacting to the final teams that are left, I mean, are we just going to follow the 2018 Eagles and their path to Super Bowl, or whatever year that was, 2017, when they beat Brady? But what are your guys' reaction to seeing these teams, and do you want the Bills to mirror them? Because all these games, like Brandon said last episode, we've kind of made adjustments to the season based on how it ends a lot of times. And it feels like we're just chasing the next thing. It was a pass rusher. Maybe it's back to pass rush again. It was a number two receiver. Now also, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I want T. Higgins. I want him in a Bills jersey. And if you can't find him, then you find another 6'5" speedy wide receiver. How tall is T. Higgins really?
He's at least 6'5". He's a tall guy.
6'4". Dude is 6'4", 215 pounds. And we don't have one of them. And he runs a 4.5 40. So he's fast. And that touchdown pass that Burrow threw to him where it was like, zoom, here's a fade. But it's not even a fade. Because a fade, you get a lot of arc on the ball and you kind of drop it in. This is just like playing catch in the backyard. Your guy's running across. It's like, zoom. Just zooms it up there. And T. Higgins doesn't even have to. It's like effortless for him to snag that touchdown in the game. And yeah. Diggs makes those happen sometimes. He makes guys miss. He can hustle. But we thought a big target receiver would be good for Josh as a rookie, but it turned out that these like separators and the route runners were the key to his success. But I think you're back at that evolutionary point of his game that he needs the other element now, because like you said, maybe teams have adjusted their defenses to the Bills and maybe they're in more one-on-one coverages. But as great as Diggs is, he might not always have a size matchup advantage with his corner that's on him, and having a guy
rarely probably.
Yeah. So that as great as they are, and he could win one-on-one just due to his hands, his leaping ability, his route running skills, but he doesn't have the physical traits that somebody like T. Higgins does. And putting them together, it's the same thing. Jamar Chase is 6 foot speedy guy. You can move him in and out, but T. Higgins, outside guy, run to the corner, catch the ball at its highest point. You can't do anything when,
A DK Metcalf,
yeah,
and AJ Brown,
yeah. Oh my God, AJ Brown in a Bills jersey. You think about that now. They were talking about that on WGR. They gave up the 18th pick overall and a fourth round draft pick, and the Bills gave up what, 22 overall.
I'll tell you what, boys. I before the season started, when that move happened, I said, just wait and see how good Jalen Hurts is going to be with two number ones.
I don't want to call Mike in here right now
because he's playing Elden Ring, but like. Dead ass. And I mean, we had a little bit of that. Like the year Stefon broke all the franchise records. I mean, John Brown. Beasley plus John Brown equals 1-2. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But makes you think, man. And big game, Gabe, whatever. I mean, I don't even want to. He spoke with us, so I don't want to trash the guy. You know, but
he told us about garbage plays. He still dropped 50% of his passes.
Florida man. But yeah, dude, I don't know. It just. And he's probably a great three. But I guess the other thing is, two boys, we could talk about that all we want. But if Josh Allen has 2.5 seconds to throw tops every play, then really it doesn't matter if we have Randy Moss
all right,
out there.
So Joe Burrow's time to throw against the Bills. Did you see it?
Oh, I'm sure it was a lot longer than it was against the Chiefs.
Oh, I think it was 2.3 seconds to throw.
Well, that's not a lot of time.
And he got the ball out quick. And, you know, I was talking about this earlier and calling it an excuse all you want. But I think the snow neutralized that offensive line versus defensive line in the Bills game, and they got exposed against the Chiefs. But, you know, I'm just a homer Bills fan saying that. But they looked like backups finally. You know, a good coach can get one real good game out of a backup. I've always thought that as a coach. You know, I might be able to squeeze one win out if my star is missing. But I need him at some point. Like, I'm going to need him back. And I think the Bills did that with Von Miller for a little bit, I think. The Bengals are doing that with their O-line up to this point. And I think the Chiefs are doing that right now. And they got their one win on their hobbled team. They're missing their guys. And if they played the Eagles this week instead of next week, it could very well it be a different outcome than we thought it would be. So.
Well, we got something fun to talk about here because Brandon was looking at my background before we started the episode.
John has a very nice studio that he records in. And he's got pictures and plants and nice lighting. Pat's in his bedroom, which has some cool posters. I'm in my, it's like a dinette area that's just covered with clutter.
You got some cool posters behind you too.
But yeah, dude, you got all the Buffalo gear.
Yeah, but it's like into my house right there, and like my shoes and
listen,
like,
Brando's got the Uncrustables back there. That's the best.
Do you see, are they over there?
Yes. No, so no, anyway, I have a bunch of old Bills calendars that I used to get every year for Christmas. Thanks, Mom. And so anyway, I was looking at what year is equivalent to 2023 because I wanted to throw up a calendar this year. And turns out 2017, the days line up so you can use your 2017 calendar for 2023 if you want. All the days are the same.
Smart person fact for you right there.
So I just Googled that shit. I didn't know. Anyway.
Smart enough to Google it.
So trivia for you guys. Can you name all the Buffalo Bills on the 2017 calendar. There are 12 of them, of course, no bonus pages, just 12.
Is it after the season's over? When does the calendar?
The calendar would have come out before the season was over.
Midway through the season?
Yeah. So like end of December or like December, you know, when you're getting ready for the next year.
Okay. I think I got it. Okay. Give me
all right,
a couple.
So you guys get, here's the rules. You guys get 15 guesses between the two of you. So you only get three strikes and you're out. So make sure before you just blurt anything out, make sure it's a solid guess.
We get seven each. We just do seven each.
Okay.
Seven each.
We'll go
every other turn. Pat, go first.
Kyle Williams is definitely one of them.
Kyle Williams is March.
Tyrod Taylor
is January. Brandon saw that because the January was open.
It's what gave the idea for the show. Anyways.
All right, Pat.
LaShawn McCoy
is November.
Okay.
Sammy Watkins.
Was Sammy traded at this point?
No.
Sammy Watkins is April.
Wait, but is this the drought? Is this the team that broke the drought during the year that they broke the drought?
Yes.
Was Sammy on the team when we broke the drought?
No, we traded him before that.
Okay, so this would have come out in December of 2016.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Okay. Is Jerry Hughes on that?
Jerry Hughes is October.
Nice. Eric Wood?
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Eric Wood is April.
Yes.
Sorry, Sammy Watkins is May. I said April.
I got one more guess. That's probably Calvin Benjamin came at the deadline.
What about, it's got to be like Ronald Darby. Is he on the calendar? Standout
Ronald
rookie?
Darby was the one that I was worried about you guys getting. Ronald Darby is June.
Okay.
Nice.
Lorenzo Alexander.
Yeah, Zoe's got to be on there.
No Lorenzo Alexander.
Okay,
before he carved out his definitive role on the team.
I think I know. So that's one strike. I know who one of the others is. But John, how many have we guessed right now?
Okay, I'm using my fingers to hold down on the pages here. So you guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 12. Five remaining.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So I'm thinking Mario Williams is on this calendar.
I don't think Mario Williams is on this calendar. No. I'm going to say, think about the players on the team, Pat. We're going to discuss this before we submit any answers. You tell me.
Can we discuss some names here, John?
Okay. Fullback would have been Patrick DeMarco.
It might have been Mike Tolbert, though.
Mike Tolbert was a backup running back.
True.
I want to say this is before Tremaine Edmonds. So you're looking at like Spikes Preston Brown.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Preston Brown.
Do you think we should guess that one? I think we should guess that one.
I feel like, didn't he lead the league in tackles at one
point? Preston Brown.
Before you guys say that, I'm going to say that there are no linebackers remaining on here.
Okay.
Not Preston Brown. We're not going to get into that.
There is some secondary players. There's a safety and a cornerback.
It's Jordan Poyer.
No. Hold up. No Poyer.
I think it's Poyer, man. I think he's in there. I think he came in 16 because he got hurt at the end of that season.
I think you should listen to Pat.
It's Corey Davis, isn't it?
No.
Who the f*** else played safety on the Buffalo Bills? I'm sorry.
This is like, this must have been his last year on the team. So,
Is it Jairus Byrd?
No.
That's
I'm thinking George Wilson.
No, guys, here's my hint. Jarvis Landry.
Aaron Williams.
There you go. Aaron Williams is
He got his neck hurted.
The eighth month.
Okay.
So August.
We did bad on that one. Let's think of who else is on this team.
Do you think Charles Clay is on the team at this point?
Yes. I bet you he's one of them.
Charles Clay is September.
Yes. Okay, cool. I want to say, who else is in our secondary? EJ Gain, but he got traded here, right?
Yeah, I feel like EJ Gaines was ass, though.
No, he was. Bills were good when he was in the lineup. Bills were like 8-3 when he started games.
We're still looking at pre-EJ Gaines at this point.
Okay, you said a corner?
This was a cornerstone cornerback before Trey White.
Oh, this is not. Oh, Stephon Gilmore.
There you go.
Yep.
Mr. We don't play in prime time.
He didn't tell a lie.
I used to get really mad about that. Now I'm not mad about that.
Well, because we play every game in primetime, and it's exactly. Like, it would suck if we didn't have every game in primetime.
All right.
Two big guys left on here.
As in linemen? Is one of them a world-class bully?
Richie. Yes. Richie Incognito. Yes. That's funny.
The other one, I don't want to give you guys too much of a hint, but...
Just tell me the side of the ball.
When McDermott came to Buffalo, there was a cleaning of house.
Marcel Darius.
There you go.
Yeah. Street racing down, whatever it was, Transit Road, which is when you're that large, you shouldn't be street racing because that's a distinct disadvantage. But
All right. So all 12 players, you got Tyrod Taylor, Stephon Gilmore, Kyle Williams, Eric Wood, Sammy Watkins, Ronald Darby, Richie Incognito, Aaron Williams, Charles Clay, Jerry Hughes, LeSean McCoy, and Marcel Darius.
We did it.
I've got more calendars, so we'll have to do that again sometime.
That could be a good summer activity.
2017, I think, is the newest calendar I have. So
all right. That's a good start.
It's going to get harder.
That's one of my favorite teams of all time, yes. Though, too. So
they produced the greatest moments of my Bills fanhood.
First time ever riding the subway. Brandon got me on the subway.
Yes, I did.
Shout out B. Haberman.
And Nizzy and Hall.
That was a fun time. We were outside New Year's Eve. Anyone tweet us if you remember the night the streak was broken when Brandon's neighbors who did not watch football called the cops on us.
Yeah, in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
What? Read the room, guys. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we got some quotes with Pat to do, but let's get a break in here really quick, and that'll be right on the other side, so stick with us.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
It's time for quotes with Pat. They're things that people said.
Hello. Welcome to Quotes with Pat. this evening, I'm going to read to you a wide variety of ideas, thoughts, you know, sometimes people say conversation is the spice of life, but I would rather say brevity is the soul of wit. So I got some short ones for you boys here. All right. First one. This one comes from a quite comical story. Nothing has been decided on my end.
Nothing has been decided on my end. Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
No. Nothing has been
non-player.
Nothing has been decided on my end.
In response to something that everyone thought was a done deal.
Oh, I got it. Vic Fangio on the defensive coordinator job into Miami.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Typically, that's the most Dolphin shit.
Yeah, it is.
Life.
Oh, I got it. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. I have a Valentine's Day quote for you boys right here. Since we won't be having the show on Valentine's Day.
Nice. I'm ready for it.
There's not one guy in that locker room that I don't have a lot of feelings for.
Is this from this past weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it's from this past weekend.
No, not a Bills player.
I don't know. It's a lovey quote. You know, you got a lot. You like the guy. You got deep feelings for. You got feels.
Jordan Poyer.
Nah, Jordan Poyer is like, oh my God, I'm so happy to be out of Buffalo and going to Miami. No, it's a player though. A leader, some would say.
Is this one of the Kelce brothers?
It's not one of the Kelce brothers. There's a Step Brothers meme though that looks pretty sick with the two of them. If you guys haven't seen, I'm sure you have.
Yeah,
Twitter.
It's classic.
Nah, not one of the Kelce boys. It kind of goes with the per capita headlines that we were talking about previously.
Joe Burrow.
He's got feels for the boys.
Aye.
Deep feels.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
And this one was the best quote I've possibly ever heard ever on the show. It's better than give me a second, I gotta take my grill out from Justin Jefferson, which will probably be top three quotes ever presented on the show. But when asked about the first time he heard about the Super Bowl, this player said, I first heard about the Super Bowl when Beyonce was performing at halftime, so shout out Beyonce. And he did it in a voice like...
This was a player?
Yeah. He did it. He was like, he was kind of upset that the person even asked him the question, and he like changed his voice and was like, the first time I heard about the Super Bowl. Post-game, it was hilarious. And beforehand, he was like, I'm so tired. Listen to these people sing. It's so wholesome. But it was a great interview if you guys have a chance to watch it.
So it's got to be an Eagle.
Yeah, it's definitely an Eagle. I don't know if you guys would necessarily know him, so I feel bad.
Darius Slay.
No, it's not Big Play Slay. I was thinking about getting a Darius Slay. I was thinking like, because Darius Slay looks real. Like, he looks pretty nice in that number two jersey, but then I was like, ooh. But like, Devontae Smith number six would look slick. But also, a Hassan Reddick jersey would look pretty sick. One of those single-digit Eagles jerseys would look pretty
fun. It's not Slay. He shafted the Lions. I don't blame him, yeah. But like, whatever.
But Darius Small. All right, let's see.
What side of the ball?
Darius Paisley.
He has a record. He is the best singer on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the lineman. Oh.
I
watched his video. He was good. He did sing very well. He did the Christmas carols.
He's got the first name of the greatest basketball player of all time.
Michael. LeBron.
His first name is the last name of the greatest basketball player of all time.
Michael LeBron.
Jordan.
And then
Davis. Yeah, we suck right now, John.
I just saw the post game. It's Jordan Mailata.
Yeah.
Nice. But that's cool.
He's kind of upset that the person would even ask him that question.
Place.
That's hilarious.
6'8", 366 pounds, and he's 25 years old.
Man's a beast. I mean, he is from England, so I think he was kind of peeved and broke out his or is he from New South Wales? Oh, he's a rugby player. Yeah, well, he doesn't have an accent, and he must have been upset when they asked, because then he broke out his accent and said it's super hard.
I'm gonna have to go check that out.
That's funny, actually.
That's funny. That's a good find.
That's a very good quote.
Yep. Well, that's it. Jordan Mailata. Come sing on a Cap and Co record, bud.
Are you mad at him?
Just be like, listen, all the lyrics are written, buddy. All you got to do is sing them. I'm actually going to sing backup vocals to you. And John's going to drone those vocals out. So really, it's just going to be you.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this one. You guys know where to find us on Twitter at Not Buff Podcast. We'll be back on Friday this week, possibly. We should be, right? Yeah. We'll be back on Friday this week. And then we'll be back for Super Bowl week. Maybe have like one show after the Super Bowl, and then we're going to take off until the draft rolls around. Get some R&R and that good stuff. Give you guys a break from listening to these three dudes try to talk about football. So thanks for listening, everybody. And as always, go Bills.
Go Bills. Go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.